And I'm done with the Hagdama for now. So, let's begin. It's very hard to translate. To explain is even harder. The emotions that the tzaddik is trying to express, and he begins by telling us that the pain that he's in is inexpressible. It can't be expressed, and there's nobody that has a greater control of Lashon HaKodesh and is a master of expression than Rav Kook. But the pain is so great. Hamachov HaGadol. The great pain, Hamedakes HaNefesh, that oppresses, crushes the soul. The Yogon Nora V'Oyam, unbearable agony. Hamachov HaMatsui B'Doreinu. The pain that is found in our generation. Belev kol misha choshev ma'at machshava. In the heart of a person who thinks even a little bit. In the heart of a person who's thinking even a little bit. Belev kol misha choshev ma'at machshava. Vahige ma'at deya. So, vahige ma'at deya is somebody that thinks deeply. But he says, even someone a little bit, ma'at machshava, ma'at deya, the yichud im humukshar gamkein lekabel hargosha adina v'yeshar belavav. In particular, the pain is felt by an individual, by a person who is the type that is able to absorb in the heart a delicate feeling, hargosha adina. He's more sensitive. He's a more sensitive heart. Not only that he's thinking about what's going on in the generation, but he feels. He's able to be makabel hagosh adina v'yashar belavavo. Mach ovze, this pain, ein letar lasaka. It's impossible to describe and to talk about. Nidvim unamoygim hinenu. Again, broken. Distraught, lamara dor shalim, at the sight of an entire generation. Ovos ubonim yachtav, fathers and sons, parents and children, shel uma shleima, of an entire nation. Hamishapech bechavolov, that is turning and tossing and turning in its pain. The endless nora, tormented, terrible, terrible suffering. Over Mitsuke Sha'ol. It finds itself in the deepest, deepest depths. Hakev Kolkach Gadolhu. The pain is so great. Achihu Noitilas Kishon Hadiba. The pain simply takes away the ability to speak. Yamke. Vein Hador, page 6. Vein Hador Yochol Bishum Ofen, Afilu Lasapres Serosa, the Dibo Muvan Mavar. And the generation is not even able to describe the tsaros in words. When a person is able to talk, so the expression, the talking, the discussion, that itself is a little bit of a nechama. Even if there's no solution to his problem, but to be able to talk about it. But Rav Kook says, "Ein hado yachol b'shum oifen afilu lasapres sarosa b'dibur muvan u'mavar." So the generation is reeling in pain, and it can't express this in words that are understood. She said, "Bevada here make aloy harbe." That certainly would make it a lot easier for the generation. For here mamtik, and it would sweeten b'midah haguna to a large measure in a good way. Es midas tsaros lavava, the measure of the pain of the heart. B'midah haguna es midas tsaros lavava harachavus, the tremendous pain of the heart. Yeshol adad dibur. It's not that the generation of Cook says, it's not that the generation is not articulate. Yeshol adad dibur. The generation knows how to talk. There's a certain eloquence that the generation has. The generation knows how to talk. Yeshol adad dibur. And there's a lot of talking. Avalola saper nigei levavo. But the generation is talking about everything else, but not telling the truth of what's really hurting inside, of the nigei levavo, of the terrible, terrible pain of the heart. Leman yirvachlo, so that it would become a little bit of a relief, would be easier. This the generation does not. The generation will talk about everything else. And what are the main diburim, he says, of our generation? Yeshol, he says, the dibur. The generation knows how to speak. He says, Kim levazois, ulecharef, uleskatsef, ulekalo. The words of our generation, the speaking, is used to disgrace, to humiliate, to curse. Very, very eloquent. Very well spoken. Hatzara ha'ayuma, the frightening tzara. Hatzara ha'ayuma ha'ruchanis v'acharmes yachad, both spiritual and physical. Hoy. That's Rav Kook it's hoy. Hechshicha es olameinu, has darkened our world. Notla es ziv ha'kavod mechayenu, it has taken the radiance of honor, of glory, of respect from our lives. It's taken. Nechshechu einenu, our eyes have become darkened. Milahakir es kvod atzmenu, we can no longer see, we no longer recognize. Kvod atzmenu, our own kavod. V'yaradnu ad la'emek hashofo, and we've descended to the deepest and lowest place, Shebizuye Am, of the most disgraced people. Shacharafos Hagidufum Vahaklolos, a nation where we find that Charafos, Gidufum, and Klolos embarrassing, humiliating, blasphemy, cursing. And any characteristic of anger, and bitterness. That's the bread, the constant, the diet of our generation. It's said. If this would be who we really are, if we would really be such people, Bamas, Lahay Bamas the Erkeno, this would be our worth, if we would be Bamas, such low people. To be completely people who are incapable of people who are lo yutzlochs, v'chashuche kol kovet, and lacking all kovet. As bevadai, then certainly lahoya dovel zelibenu, then our hearts wouldn't be sad, our hearts wouldn't be broken if this is who we really are. So that's but davon halev, the heartache, yimotze rak, like it says in pasuk, kishesorim holchim kavodim al haaretz, when you have sorum and you have people who are ministers, choshevah people. Holchem kavodim, that they're crawling around like slaves, al haaretz, on the ground. He says, that's the state that we're in. It's not that we don't have any covet. It's not that we're people that are like this. Charof is gedufim klolos. Cursing and angry and saying things of kfir and apikurzus. That's not who we really are. The Davon Halev comes into this. He says he's trying to express that which the generation is not expressing. The true pain comes from this terrible distortion of our national image of who we are, not in the eyes of other people, in our own eyes. He talks about in the eyes of the nations as well. We'll see. But in our own eyes, who we are. Holchem kavodim al ha'aretz. Shesarim holchem kavodim al ha'aretz. Shemuchubadim v'yikarim. When you have people who be'etzem, who are really muchubadim and yikarim. Honored people, mechubadim, v'yikarim, and precious people, mizbazim umizdalzalem, are making themselves into a disgrace, bizoyin, mizdalzalism, also disgraceful, disgusting. Ad shehem atzmam, to the point that they themselves, shaychichim es kroidim v'yikarim, forget their own covet, and their own shaychem is kvaidim yikarim. They don't remember who they are, their own covet, and their own value. Their own. Regarding this, the Navi says in Eicha, Rei Hashem v'habit, Hashem, look and see, ki hayisi is olayla. I have become a complete and total disgrace. Vine. If our generation was truly a low, an evil and disgusting generation, of this misery and sickness, then we would accept upon ourselves with love all the disgrace and all the embarrassment. Because it would mean that we're not worthy of a more respectable type of a life. And then Avi Yirmiyah says, Nishkeva bivashteinu, we lie down in our embarrassment and our shame, u'sechaseinu klimaseinu, and we cover, and we're covered by our humiliation. Page 8. Ava b'men nucham. But we can't be comforted. We can't be comforted by that thought that, in other words, if be'etzem we would be such people, then we would accept that this is, that we're limited, and this is the best that we could do, and this is who we are. But av abamen enucham, how could we be consoled? Kasher nachdor l'toychius matzov ha'aknimi, how could we be consoled if we penetrate into the depths of matzava apnimi, to the inner matzav of who we really are? Kasha nachda l'teichus matzava apnimi hamusari, ethical, sichli, intellectual, shalhadar. So every parent knows that if you have a child that's failing, God forbid, that's failing miserably in school and failing miserably in life in every way, and you know that that child has such greatness, has such potential, has such kaiches, the embarrassment, and every teacher says the child can't do this, the child can't do that, maybe you should take the child and put it into a different kind of a school, this kind of a school, that kind of program, and inside your heart is screaming that no, I know my child is capable of much better, I know what his karchas are. If the child doesn't have, if the child is not capable, so then of course you have a nechama that this is what he's capable or she's capable of, and you accept it. That's the metzias. And there's a nechama that the child's doing the best that he can or that she can, and that as a parent, there's nothing more that you can do for your child. But Rav Kook says, but over here, b'men nenucham. We can't be consoled. How can we be consoled? Because if we penetrate into the depths of the generation, we will find the other, just the opposite. Nimtzeinu lo dor shofar. We're not a low generation. Gam lo dor chaytek lefi ha'emes, and not even a sinful generation. Lefi ha'emes. He is the words lefi ha'emes, because obviously it is a sinful. It was a sinful generation, but he says lefi ha'emes, lefi ha'emes. And that's what he was writing in the letters in the Igreis, that only a person who is in that place of Pnimius HaTorah and understands the emes of what a Jew is, knows that the generation is not the emes, a sinful generation. Of course, practically speaking, Lamaisa, like we discussed last week, Lamaisa, the generation is sinful. The Metzius is that the generation has drifted far away. Many of the people of the generation have drifted far away from Torah mitzvahs. That's why he is the word lefi ha'emes. Gam lo dor chayte lefi ha'emes. Lefi ha'emes. This is also, parents understand this. I had a mother yesterday. I was on the phone and she was crying. She has a 14-year-old daughter, and the 14-year-old daughter says, was screaming at her yesterday and cursing and telling her, I hate you," and horrible curses. And the mother is totally broken. So you try to explain to the parent that when your daughter is screaming at you, "I hate you," she's saying, "I love you." But that's hard to accept. She's screaming, "I hate you, I hate you." What she's saying is, "I love you so much that I can't bear that you're not close to me." That's what she's saying. "I love you so much that if I can't have your love, I hate you. Because I can't live that way." And every single curse, like in the parasha that's coming next week in B'chol Kaisai, every single curse, the emes, if you have emes, is a bracha. Of course, it's very hard for a mother to hear such things. The child is mecharefes, umbegadefes, umbekalelis, such words. She didn't tell me any of the words. She just said a couple of the recitatives, like. But to hear from your own child such chirufim, gedufim, and klolis, like, and cursing. But lefi ha'emes. And when you see the chevra that they're tafke lahach is not to make the parents miserable when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to other things, tafke not to do. Okay, of course the lemaisa there are various, but Rav Kook says gam lo dor chayte lefi ha'emes. Lefi ha'emes, that's not it. It's not it. And we've spoken about this so many times over the years, that the inyan that this generation has, just like Rav Kook's generation had, the inyan that the generation has is for the most part not an issue of religion. That's why, as I've said over all the years, and just my experience, I've seen this, that the kids who are the angriest and the most rebellious oftentimes are the most religious. The most religious. I don't mean religious in terms of their behavior. They're doing whatever various they can come up with, their ISIS, Rabbanans, any minute, whatever you tell them, whatever that you tell them they have to do, they dafka do, don't do. Or they go dafka against. I don't mean in terms of their behavior, but lefi ha'emes. When you talk to this chavra, what they're doing is the same thing that they did to their mother. "I hate you, you're the worst, you're disgusting," and so on. They do that to Hashem too. And the same with whatever the mother wants, they do v'nahafaychu, what the mother wants, what the father wants. It has to be exactly the opposite. What the parents want, it's the same thing. Whatever the Rabbi Shalom wants, it has to be exactly the opposite. It's an opposite. There's a beautiful verse from Rabbi Shimon Schwab Zichron Levracha that I said over the years sometimes. in the parsha, in Kisisa, when by the Chet Egel, by the sin of the calf, by the golden calf. So Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua all the way up on top, and Yeshua says, "Kol Milchama V'Machne." There's a sound of war in the camp. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Look, it's not that. Look, it's not the sound of war. It's the sound of misery, of suffering. Kol Anos Anachi Shemeh." Chazal say in that pasuk, "Mishe'osu lahanig uma shoshishim ribay." Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua, "You're going to be leading Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. You're going to be the leader after me. You're taking over." Any adela havchin ben kol lekol. You don't know how to make a distinction between one voice and one sound and another sound. It was the Yeshua. You're hearing the sounds of rebellion and of war. Kol mechama b'machna. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, You're not ready to leave. So Yeshua says, "What are they? That's what they're doing. They're having a whole party. They're screaming and they're doing the biggest affair in the world. They're building an egel azov. Kol mechama b'machna. There can't be any greater rebellion than that. They're saying to Hashem, 'I hate you.' It's terrible." Moshe Rabbeinu says, "This person doesn't know how to be mavkin, doesn't know how to make a distinction between this sound and that sound. You don't know how to make a distinction between." So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Kol anos anachi shomea. I hear a different sound. I hear the sound of a nation that was suddenly taken out of Mitzrayim. They were pulled out of Mitzrayim. They don't really know yet what it means. With the Sfiras Omer, they haven't yet come to who they need to become. And they place all of their trust in me. And I disappeared. There's a mistake. They're confused. They're worried. They don't understand. They want to serve. They want to worship, but they don't know what happened, and they're not used to the whole sugya of Amunah is new to them. I mean, Kol Anaisa Anachi Shomea." Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I hear the sound of sadness. I hear the sound of suffering. I hear the sound of a nation that's broken and that's lost and that doesn't know what's going on. And unless you begin to hear that sound, you're not capable. You're not able to lead them. You're not able to lead them." If you're going to be a Rebbe in a class and the kids are not behaving and the kid says whatever, he's mechutzif and you get crazy from it, then you're not ready to be a Rebbe in the class. And a parent who's turned inside out because a kid says to drop dead or something, so then you don't hear the sound of the child. A parent's call on noise, on Anochi Shomea. What is the sound that your child is making? What is in that voice? Are you listening carefully? You're not hearing you're not hearing what the kid is saying. The kid is not saying, "I hate you." I mean, those are the words. But gam lo dor chayte lefi ha'emes. Lefi ha'emes, that's not. L'fi ha'emes, that's not what's happening. Not the aveiros and not the curses. L'fi ha'emes, that's not what's really there. It's kol anos anachi shomea. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. Kol anos anachi shomea. To be able to hear that in a child, to be able to hear that. If you see that the tzaddikim amitim, the tzaddikim pnimim, they're not something to spoil when they hear things that are not so good. They're not something to spoil. Because they're constantly focused. Of course, it's just like the mother's broken heart. It hurts because your child is in pain. Whereas the ikka pain that the tzaddik feels is not that this guy did an aveira, which of course is terrible. The ikka pain that the tzaddik feels is that this that what is hurting this Jew that he's doing these aveiros? Like what is hurting him? What does he have with the Baruch Shalom? Why is it that he's disappointed? Why is it that he's disappointed with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? You never met a Holocaust survivor that's also over in every single aveira, and he's left everything. And then after 5 minutes of talking with him, he starts to cry, he starts to shake, and you see how much he loves the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what's that sound of cursing and the gidufim and the klolus and kfir? What are those words that come out of his mouth of kfir? And I don't need any of this. This whole thing I did. Don't tell me about this. And remember, there was a yid from Poland. My friend's uncle said he was he knew how to learn because he learned by a big person before the war. And you know, I would something be together. You say to him like, "Have a good Shabbos." He says, "Don't talk to me Shabbos. What do you know about? Don't start the Shabbos with me. Don't hack me with Shabbos." I had to say to the Jew, "Good Shabbos," because when he heard Shabbos, it made him crazy. Call a nice on the Shabbos. So you could say that the guy, what does he have? He's what kind of sickness is that? That he hates Shabbos? He doesn't hate Shabbos. He misses Shabbos. He's chalishing for Shabbos. He's longing for Shabbos, but he can't get past the Shabbos that he had. He can't get past the Shabbos that he had in his hometown in Poland that the Nazis took away. He can't get past it.
So the Rebbe, the child cursing and screaming, is that like your mother's father, but the mother didn't give enough love to the child? I mean, if the mother, like, gives the father love to the child, the child will act like that, or that's something that
sometimes you can give all the love in the world and it still doesn't, that's not, the child always needs that, but there's something else that the child's looking to get and is not getting. There's something else that the child is looking to get.
There is a condition called oppositional behavior disorder. It's clinical.
That's a very common thing. It's a very common thing. When I told at the beginning of the, I told by Yom Nirayim, I don't know, remember what it was, but one of the other drushes, and I mentioned to the boys in yeshiva also, the ma'isa with the Baba Verevi, the son of Baba Verevi after the Melchama, when he was on the west side, Mardik and ma'isa, just remind you of it. When the Rebbe came to, he had first in the beginning he was staying on the, he had a little stable on the west side, and they had to go Friday night to, he had to go with his son to, they were standing outside trying to get a minion. The Baba Rebbe was there trying to get a minion Friday night for Kabbalah Shabbat. So there was the Rebbe had a tefillah sign for who's Jewish. He was standing on the street and he says, "Get him." And I've told you, went, his son went, said, "Start talking to me in Yiddish." So he says, we need you for a minion. But okay, so he came in, he davened with him. But he said when he came in, he says, it happens that I'm about thriller. You know, we've all been in that situation before. It happens that I'm about thriller. So he wants to daven for the Omid. So you understand the other 7, 8, whatever, the people that are there, they're all upset about this. This guy, is, to begin with, wasn't even going to keep Shabbos. He's just walking, it doesn't look like he's even in. He's walking around here, and he wasn't going to go to shul, and now he wants to daven for the Omid. But the Baba Rebbe told him, close him daven, let him daven for the Omid. And then he came back every Friday night, daven for the Omid. And the guys couldn't take it. And this is going on for a while, and then it happened one time that he didn't come. He didn't come Friday night. It was getting late, and they had already had a minion. That wasn't it. But the Rebbe was worried what happened to him. He's the uncle. Yeah. And they didn't care. They had a minion, and they were parted from his army. You understand? But davening. So the Rebbe says, "We're not starting davening. You have to find your uncle. Go look for your uncle." So I suppose this is Manhattan. Go look for your uncle. Go look for him. he sent to his son and someone else to go look for Yankov. I don't want to start davening without Yankov. So they went walking around, and they went, there was a park not far away, and Yankov's sitting over there smoking a cigarette. It's Shabbos. Yankov's smoking a cigarette. They go back and they tell the Rebbe that we found Yankov. So there's a snow, so why didn't you bring him back to daven? So they said, he's sitting smoking a cigarette. So he's smoking. So the Rebbe says, he's not smoking. Go back and get him. So the Santos says, this is his father telling him, we went behind him. We didn't embarrass him. He's smoking a cigarette. And the Rebbe started to scream, the Deitcher is smoking. Remember I told this to you. He's not smoking a cigarette. The Nazi is smoking a cigarette. The Nazi is smoking a cigarette, not Yankel. That's what he said. It's another Gemeinsam. Yankel smoking a cigarette on Shabbos? No, the Nazi is smoking a cigarette. Not Yankel. The Emes, that's what he says. Gamod doi chayte lefi ha-Emes. It's not a sinful generation. Lefi ha-Emes. Lefi ha-Emes. Cursing and screaming and angry and everything, but lefi ha-Emes. Gam loy dor chayte lefi ha-Emes. Bein ba-Ogus ben ba-Bon nimtza ha-Moin dvam toivah. Which is lefi ha-Emes, both by the parents and the children, there are many, many good things. Nimtza ha-Moin dvam toivah. Many, many good things. Regoshois adinim, very edler emotions, very sensitive people. Or with soinus nechbadim, with choshever, with soinus to accomplish big things. Uvacholze, and despite all of this, and this is what is so painful. Uvacholze anaroim shechoser lan hakol. And despite all of this, the fact that the generation, there are many, many good things. Regoshes adinim, it's on his nechbodim. B'cholze onoroim shechoser lanu hakol. But we have nothing. The generation is empty. We're missing everything. Levad nashe lekinim b'kiflayim. This is, we have to keep in mind, besides that we're being beaten in a double way. Beaten. Remember, we were talking about this. The time that Rav Kook was writing this, the terrible pogroms, and the whole yeshuv of Jews in Russia and Lithuania, millions of people, was in total upheaval. Physical, terrible, terrible matzav that they were in. Fishenim near Dothan were being chased, were being persecuted, ad savar, it's an expression in Tanakh, to the neck, but it means being beaten up and persecuted. Levad masha damenu nishpochim kamayim hamogar ma'atza, and our blood is being spilled like water, flowing to the ground. So there's physical and spiritual. We're being beaten in both ways. We can't find within our souls a path, a way. Have to be consulted. Now remember, I once explained on Tisha B'Av, maybe 3 years ago, the inyan of what Nechama is. Like it says in Pasuk, Vayenochim Hashem al ha'ra shediv alasus la'amai. Vayenochim Hashem al ha'ra. Vayenochim Hashem, it says at the beginning by Bereishis, Vayenochim Hashem, that Hashem was, Vayenochim Hashem, that he created man. Vayenochim Hashem, as Adam. Vayenochim Hashem. Vayenochim Elokim. Vayenochim, the most basic definition of Nechama is not to be comforted and consoled. Even though that's how it's translated, there's really probably no other way to translate it in a word in English. But what is the true meaning of Nechama? What does it mean? So let's go back to the pasuk. Vayenochem Hashem al hara. Also after the chet egel, right? So Vayenochem Hashem al hara asher divalasus la'amai. It means the Baruch Shalom was going to say he's going to do something bad to us. He's going to wipe this out. And he says, in Pasuk, so Moshe Rabbeinu was davening, you know, Vayinochem Hashem al harash adiba lasa samu. So what does it mean over there, the word Vayinochem al harash? What does it mean, Vayinochem?
They translate regret.
They translate regret. It's also not entirely accurate, because it sounds like Chalila that Hashem. Vayinochem means to look at things in a different way. Nechama means, when does the person, lo aleinu, begin to have nechama? When he's able to begin to look at things differently. It means a change in the mahalach of thinking. That's what the word nechama really means. Nechama is to be able to look at things from a different perspective. When you're menachem lo aleinu, when you're being menachem avol, the whole meaning of being menachem avol, which itself is a tremendous chachma, it's a tremendous chachma, and oftentimes it's better not to say anything if you're gonna say the wrong things. The chachma of nichum avelun is to be able to shed a new light on the metzias. The person could begin to think that I can live after this sorrow, because he's in a place of thinking that I want to die. I want to go down into the grave with my loved one. I don't want to live. So to be able to change that way of thinking, to give the person a different perspective, that there can be a life afterwards, and you have a lot to accomplish in your life, and you'll have, you know, you'll be able to continue and so on and so forth. But the inyan of nechama is vayinochem al hara. Vayinochem means that it's not the way you were thinking. When a person is in terrible pain, when a person is suffering, then obviously their way of thinking is very, very, very much affected by that. And becomes very dark. And everything looks hopeless. That's when a person is in pain. Everything looks hopeless. Nechama doesn't mean, it's not so bad. That's the worst thing you could say to someone who's sitting, right? It's not so bad. You say to somebody. There's a guy that his wife passed away, left him with 6 children. This might have happened, and someone sits down, and you see that uncomfortable feeling, like there's like a tough one. You know, it's not like some 98-year-old, you know, person died. This is a tough one. The guy's wife died and left him with the whole family, and this guy's sitting there, and I was at this was a couple of years ago, and the guy says, "You know, you're a young guy. You'll be able to get married." a lot of girls will be after you and stuff like that. So, and everybody just went like, you know, easy come, easy go. He didn't say that, but it was. But that's the tone was like, no, a lot of girls out there. He wanted to give the person a new perspective. It's just it wasn't worded in such a good way, and it wasn't. There was somebody I know, a Swadesh guy. He told me also his wife passed away. He's in shul, and he's talking to the gabbai there. After he got up from shiva, he's walking out from shul, and the gabbai points to a few of the girls in shul and says, "Ina yesh kan banochem kach lekach." There you go. Just go over and take one. Just like it, take your net and just take for a fishing rod and pull one up and go home. Kachotazo. Like, what are you walking around like with you? Like depressed and everything. Kachotah. People mean well. And it could be that thinking back and how we sometimes make mistakes that are similar to this, not as extreme. That's pretty extreme. But Nechama is a chachma, is a big chachma. Da'aba lev Yerushalayim, the Kira lev. Bani Shalom knows how to say nechama. But to see things in a different way. It doesn't have to be the way that I thought. The way that I thought, there was no opening, everything was closed and dark. It doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. Ein on the moitzim benafsho, ein on the moitzim benafshenu derech. when you can't find an opening, you can't find a derech, when everything seems to be closed, everywhere you turn, every direction you look at, it's closed. There's nowhere to go. Then you can't have nacham. Can't find a way. Even a little bit of nechama. I'll call hadam hayoker, just on this alone, and all the precious blood hadam hayoker v'ha'ahuv, the blood that is precious, that is so loved. Dam banenu, the blood of our sons v'achenu and v'achenu hayikarim, and our brothers, our precious sons and brothers. Chalev nasa, because of what was going on at that time. Chalev nasa yotzuk k'may evan. The heart becomes solid, like numb, like a stone. And amok metilo feres becomes like a piece of lead. The mind, the brain, becomes like a heavy piece of lead. Ve'neni yoydin, and we don't know. We have no other way of reacting. Kimul hisragesh, just to get excited. Excited means get all emotional. Uliskatsev, angry licha, you said. Angry, these are all the shyness, uliskatsev, bitter and angry, the listener, and to hate, and to hate. Well, we don't know, we can't find any nechama. And because there's no other receipt, there's no opening, there's no way to have any nechama, we're not finding any nechama for what's going on, that our children are being killed, the Jews are being killed, and what we're going through. So we find there's no nechama, so what are we left with? We're just screaming and yelling and hating. L'sragish, l'skatsev, l'chais, v'lisno. Isn't that a typical day in the Knesset? No? That's a typical day, a regular Tuesday in Teves in the Knesset. You could have a digital thing on top that says l'sragish, l'skatsev, l'chais, v'lisno. Am Yisrael Chai. L'sragish, l'skatsev, l'chais, v'lisno. Angry and filled with hatred and with screaming. Oylanu, mehayolanu. And listen, he says, Oylanu, mehayolanu. These are the signs, of course, from the Navi, from Kinas. Oylanu, mehayolanu, what has befallen us. And he brings him Eicha. Mas ami la achser ki ein b'midba. My people have become cruel, like the ye'enim in the midbar. What's the ye'enim? It's an ostrich, right? It's the tall an ostrich. Mas ami la achser ki ye'enim b'midbar. You know what an ostrich? The ostrich has a minig. Sticks his head in the ground. That's what he does. So why Rav Kook chose this pasuk in Navi in Eicha? Bas ami la achzor kayeinim b'midbar. What he's saying is that there's so much hatred and anger and so much inside fighting and things that amongst us, things that are going on, and there's so much yeyush that we're not even lifting up our heads to see what can we do to help our brothers and sisters. What can we do to prevent the pogroms? What can we do to save other Jews, to bring them out, to rescue them, to come to Eretz Yisrael, whatever? He says, our heads are mamish in the ground, ki ein b'midbar. Rashi writes over there, Anecha, and this is why I believe Rav Kook brought the pasuk. Rashi writes over there, what does it mean, ki ein b'midbar, the ostrich, what does it mean, ki ein b'midbar? Rashi writes, harom is b'neim tzorakim l'lechem, that they see that the little ones are screaming for food, for bread. Bain Paris Lahem, Shachayim Kaidmim Lahem, the Chayibineim Machmas Harav. And they're not taking care of their kids. They're too caught up in their own hunger, and they're taking care of themselves, and their kids are starving to death. They get their heads in the ground, taking care of their own taking care of their own designers. And their kids are dying. She says, we're in such a place of yayush. We're in such a place of despair, and there's so much fighting and anger and so on, that we're not even paying attention to what we could do to help. In other words, we're totally broken over the matzav of the Jewish people, what the Jewish people are going through. but instead of doing what we can to help and paying attention, looking and seeing how can we help other Jews, how can we help all of these people, instead their suffering overwhelms us, and because we have no nechama from what's been going on, and we don't have the words, and all of this that Rav Kook is describing, instead the screaming and the fighting and the yelling, and we're not even doing what we can to prevent the tragedies that are going on before our eyes. If anything could be done, if something can be done.
Now,
besides all of this, this is like Kinebuk Yiflaim. So, besides all of this, that with amongst ourselves, there's such bitterness, there's such anger and hatred. We also see the hatred that surrounds us. From the multitudes of the Jewish people, as I mentioned last week, that there was so much hope and expectation that once Jews started to cut off their beards and payas, and they started to go to college, and they started to become acculturated and westernized, but then all the goyim are going to love us. That was the hope back then, and people still feel that way. And then everybody's going to be happy with us if we speak German and French, and we wear their clothing, and we go to their institutions, and so on and so forth. So then it's going to be the end of all the hatred. And for many Jews, especially the secular ones, that was the greatest shock of all. Like, why are you going after me? And then a couple of years later, like, why are you putting a star on me? Why are you putting a mug of David on me? I have no sight to any of this stuff. Couldn't understand. We go to the opera. We don't go to shul, we go to the opera. We eat treif. We're just like you. Didn't help, of course. So levads and aramis amastem aklolus asavetus asam me'avarim hamoin rav habuz v'hashiflus apnimis and mevetzvetzes, on all sides, from the outside we're hated, and then inside habuz v'hashif, all disgrace and lowness, hamevetzvetzes, it's bubbling. Afilu mitoich libam shalaisim hanodim l'shiveinu. And he says even those who feel some sympathy for us, there are some who feel sympathy for us. There are more. I guess maybe he was talking about America, I don't know. There are those who feel more sympathy for us. Even from within the hearts of those, that they feel some sympathy for our suffering. And they say, you know, you should have rachmanis on the Jews. Even those few who are saying, you know, they should leave them alone, should have rachmanis on them. Also in their eyes, we're low and disgusting. Even in their eyes, we're low and disgusting. Hey, mishpilu l'sruchenu, kolkach. They have crushed our spirit to such a degree. Ad shegam anachnu ein ani yecholim l'stakel al atzmenu. That we can no longer, to the point that we can no longer even look at ourselves, kim ba'ayin shel zam, with an eye of anger, shall chashad and suspicion, or shall hashpala and of lowness. Kilu anachnu rak anachnu hinenu haroyim v'achatoyim. Kilu, we and only we are the sinners. Only we are the evil ones. That's exactly what I was talking about yesterday in the city. After the whole Sahar call now, which I mentioned yesterday, that the peace talks have stopped. They've stopped because of the minor problem that Hamas and Abbas made a bris. And Netanyahu, of course, is right and said, "Well, there's no, that's it. There's nothing to talk about. We're not talking to you. There's no one to talk to." So you would think that this would be a double pasuk to the entire world, because a significant part of the civilized world acknowledges that Hamas, that they have poor manners, at least something. Like, they're not so well behaved. After something's wrong with them. Abbas already became the PLO already. They became what they've been. All that's already forgotten. PLO already became diplomats. But Hamas, people still know Hamas a little bit. V'achrei kichlois hakol, the Jews are at fault for the problem with the peace talks because of the settlements. Uh-huh. That's going on right now in Washington. The Jews are the ones who caused the. Everything was going fine. Everything was going great. He was toiled, Kerry was toiled, the Valdiger things, and it was just thought there was going to be peace, don't get so worked up about Hamas and Abbas. You know, the Arabs, they do this kind of stuff, but the main problem is that the Jews are building settlements. That's the main problem. The Jews have some more apartments. That's what's causing the whole thing. It's the same thing. You don't have to even stretch it. She says, "Kilo anachnu, rak anachnu, hinenu haroyim v'chatoyim." And then what happens to self-hating Jews? Jews begin to look at themselves that way. We're the only ones that are guilty. We're the ones who are sinners. Then you have these Jews who talk the same way that the Goyim talk about us, about ourselves. Who are the roim? Who are the chatoyim? Kilo anachnu, rak anachnu. Only it's us. It's all our fault. Anachnu, rak anachnu. Hinenu haroyim v'chatoyim. We're the evil ones. We're the sinners. Hascholim, the idiots. V'chashuchim, and the uncivilized dark ones. Mikol am ashal pnei ha'adam. Mikol am ashal pnei ha'adam. From every nation upon the earth. We're the ones who are the most uncivilized. And the Arabs have been successful with their propaganda. Now Al Jazeera is a reputable station. I think they have even here in America. I heard that they have. They're already
24/7.
They have a station. Al Jazeera is also it's a collection of terrorists. It became already a reputable thing. And the Jews are now the Nazis. The Palestinians are now the Jews, right? The Jews became the Nazis. The Palestinians became, even though they denied the Holocaust. But as far as that's concerned, we say Pagina Digura. And the Jews are now the Nazis. And as far as that's concerned, that they could be Jewish Nazis, they're masking. That they were Nazis who were Nazis, they're not masking. The Jews became the Nazis, the Palestinians are now the Jews. And they were able to do such a thing. And then when Abbas 2 weeks ago said, "Yeah, I think there was a Holocaust. There was a Holocaust. It could be." You know, he wrote his whole doctoral thesis. His dissertation was that there wasn't. Now he says, now a couple of Jews went over to him and said, "Please, please, Abba Musa, please, whatever it is they call him, please, please, say at least that there was a Holocaust. Do you know how much mileage you're going to get out of the Jews? Because once you say there's a Holocaust, then the Jews are going to cry and they're going to kiss you and hug you and say, oh, you're mighty that there was a Holocaust. Your murder is a Holocaust." And there's a whole commotion right now going on. I'm not going to talk about it. Everybody has different opinions. That Netanyahu is making a whole big deal about that it should be recognized as a Jewish state. And there are Jews that are going meshigger that Netanyahu is saying such a thing. They can't take it. even though you could say, what's the nafkimin, what the Goyim say that it's Jewish or not Jewish. Like, there's a svar like that. But I like that he's saying that. But there's a svar to say, what does it make a difference what the Goyim think that it's like that? But the Jews, they're going crazy. Because isn't it enough? After all, Abbas already said the Holocaust happened. So can we ask for anything more than that? How could it get better than that? The only better thing than that is that Abbas, that the Arabs would start another Holocaust if they were, God forbid, able to make a state over there. That's the only thing that would be better than that. The only thing that's better than giving up the Holocaust denial is making another Holocaust. That's what we've come to. So if Cook ends and he says the last words, Oy va'alalai. We'll continue from there.